Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I'm your preacher again today with a preaching entitled, What Might Be. The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus began to approach the cities in which most of his deeds of power had been done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the deeds of power done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. I'm going to stop to read there because you get the idea. Today is a memorial of Kateri Tekakwitha, the earliest Native American saint, born of a Algonquin mother and a Mohawk father. She has a very interesting story because her mother had been Christian before she was captured and taken. And then various members of Kateri Tekakwitha's family at some point became Catholic, but it was unusual. In the Mohican society that she lived in, she resisted the society norms. She didn't become Christian right away. She waited till she was 19. But already at 13, she refused to get married as they wanted her to. So it's a question of, why did she become Christian? Why did she do what she did? I think all along in her life, she saw there had to be a better way. In glimpses, not the main way of her society, but the Christians here and there, they seemed to be different. And said, it doesn't have to be the way with you, the way it is with everyone else. There is another way. It's only in fits and starts and little glimpses, but it's possible. I say that because of the possibility this opens up for us. That was not open to the people of Chorazin and Bethsaida. Jesus is there. He's saying something new and there's signs, but they can't see it. Ah, yeah, whatever. We've seen miracle workers before. They're jaded. They're stuck. In our own lives, there are possibilities for what might be. Signs, glimmers of hope. And do we say, oh no, 'tis crazy talk. What is what will be. Or do we not be blinded by what is? And open ourselves to the possibility of what will be, even if it's only in glimpses, in a few people that you see out of the many that you meet. Today is a day to really look and say, no, what might be different, better than what is? That would be a way to honor Kateri Tekakwitha and today's gospel. God bless you.